I don't know why he threw that. But overall, I thought Brady threw the ball well, but he had a pretty good game. There were a few snaps, and you don't see this often, and the Saints do this with Brady in the games that they played recently, where Brady gets a little stuck in the pocket, unable to deliver with time to get rid of. You normally don't see that with Brady. You'll see it a few more times versus the Saints. But overall,
you know, I said this Monday. You think Carson Wentz is a Pro Bowler, but unfortunately, and they may have wrapped up the division. So I said this, but two things I don't believe in the college Cowboys. Indifference, Ben Simmons for the Sixers. If you don't work the game, I can't fix it. And reckless. If you grew up with brothers and you're wrestling and knocking furniture over, the kid has been there, that's who you are. Like, you like that physicality. And I look at Wentz and I think, I don't know if you're ever going to get out of these awful, awful turnovers. What's the film say?
Well, that's a fair statement, because there was a stretch there, three or four games, where you didn't really see that. And then, of course, in critical moment in this past game against Tennessee, you saw the recklessness, and that just can't happen. I mean, there's no other way to say it. But what was interesting to me was the final interception in overtime, to me, was a little more problematic. Because you know Wentz is going to be reckless. That's who he is, as you said. But that interception in overtime, to me, said more, because they ran what everybody runs. It's a crossing route and a vertical route. And you run it when you anticipate cover three. And they got cover three. And the throw to Pittman on the crosser was not there at all. Long, the linebacker hunted it up, and Byer read it. He was the deep safety. He read it from the get-go. And Wentz threw that ball with real conviction, as if it was wide open. And only he could tell you why. But that ball, I mean, to me, a rookie quarterback wouldn't have made that throw, and he made that throw. So that, to me, was a little more concerning than the recklessness, which he is going to play with.
So, this week, Matt Stafford and the Rams are going to face the Titans. You know, Stafford is just, this thing is working fast. It's working fast. So, you don't have a Derrick Henry. And so, you know, I want to talk about that. Does Tennessee, without Derrick Henry, does it change everything? Would they have to run, or do they run kind of their base offense and it won't be as explosive?
That's an unanswerable, but it's a great question. Look, Derrick Henry was the best and most physical back in the league, and the offense clearly started with him. He had far more first down rushes than any other back in the league. Now, the key here is tactically. The Rams can play differently now on first down, because I believe the two backs for the Titans will be Deontay Foreman and Adrian Peterson, and they're not going to play them the same way they play Henry. That's number one. Number two, and I think we have to mention this, is the Von Miller addition.
Yeah.
Because now when you get into third and long, and you will get into third and long, what do teams do against the Rams? They slide their protection to Aaron Donald. So now you put Donald on one side, probably on the left side of the offense for the Titans, and Von Miller on the other side, where David Quisenberry is the right tackle. And now you put the Titans in a position where they're going to have to keep bodies in for protection. And now that limits the number of eligibles you can send into routes. And that's where I think it becomes a big factor on that side of the ball.
Okay, so really interesting. The Miami-Buffalo game was a little confounding to me, because I watched the first half and I thought, what is happening here? And then in the second half, a bunch of three and outs for the Dolphins, and then Buffalo started to click more. So what was kind of the difference? What did they do at half if you're Buffalo?
Well, I think what we saw in the first half was that the Dolphins were very aggressive with pressure. And I think that slowed down the offense for Buffalo initially, and they needed to work that. So they came out in the second half, and what they did is they went no huddle tempo. And one thing no huddle tempo tends to do is it tends to calm down pressure, and that was exactly what happened. And then they were able to get a little more into what they wanted to do offensively. And I think they had two or three touchdown drives. I can't remember. But they were able to really calm down the pressure. And Miami's a really interesting